Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 13. We have a special guest today, Catherine. Kids were upstairs while we're recording, and she was causing a fuss, so she's going to be with us today. Mm-hmm. We are talking about a key phrase that Mary said. Mm-hmm. Want to share that?
Yes. Okay, so she says, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God." So I was just thinking about just motherhood in general and how, you know, your heart just bends for your child, you know, whenever there's an injustice, or even if it's not an injustice, you just want your child to have that which is good and beautiful.
I mean, she starts crying and I run upstairs and grab her.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to let her cry. Yes. We don't want to see her suffer. And I just think back even to when I was a child, like my mother, it felt like all my comings and goings went through my mom. Mm. You know, she knew what I was up to. She knew when I needed help or when I was sad or when I was struggling. And she was always the one kind of advocating for me, you know, in terms of school or getting my ears checked or making sure that I was healthy or, you know, if I needed money, who did I go see? My mom, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just what was coming to my mind. And I was thinking of one experience that I had as a child when I was about 8 years old. And I was dropped off by my uncle with my sister and my cousin to a drama class. And he left before we even opened the door. And it turned out the door was locked to the place where our class was. And so we were outside in downtown Saskatoon by ourselves on a Saturday morning. And I was terrified because there was no adult to care for us. And I was the oldest. And I remember just saying, I wish my mom was here to pick us up. And it was almost like God intervened in some way. I don't know how, but it was like my mom all of a sudden just appeared. And she came early. Like, I have no idea why she showed up early, but she picked us up. And there we were. We were like huddled in the little like entryway of this building. And she was there.
Hmm. What a beautiful image of Mary being our refuge. So many times in life we have these struggles and disappointments and we feel afraid. And right now we're filming this in the middle of COVID. I don't know what it's going to be like when this actually airs. And we're like, what's the world going to be like? Mary identified herself as our refuge. And she's our defender. It's defender from these anxieties and fears, but also our defender from the attacks of the devil. Mm-hmm. St. Alphonsus said this:
"Not only Most Holy Mary is Queen of Heaven and of the saints, but also of hell and the devils, for she has bravely triumphed over them by her virtues."
So if you feel yourself being under attack, run to Our Lady. She is promised to be our advocate, our refuge. Mm-hmm. When I was reading this chapter, I had an image that came to my mind of a guilty person standing before a judge, and that this person, myself, was going to be sentenced. Who would I choose to be my advocate before the judge sentenced me? Perhaps I would choose somebody that would represent me very well, but I probably would not choose somebody who was an enemy of the judge, because he might just aggravate the judge and it might affect the sentence. Perhaps I would choose a friend of mine that would do a good job for me, but if the judge doesn't like them, it might not be in my favor. But what if I chose the friend of a judge? Well, then perhaps it would be go my way a little bit better. But what if we were able to choose someone who could advocate for us, the mother of the judge, who could stand there and say, "My dear son, this is the situation. I present to you the needs of this child. Do not look upon this child simply as your enemy, but look upon this child as though this child is my own. This child is your adopted brother, your adopted sister." Mm. How that would change maybe the judge's sentence. And how much more so true it is with Our Lady, who goes before her son and presents our needs to him and says, "This is our son, this is our daughter. Look upon them with mercy and compassion." And I believe Our Lady is our refuge because she can win great grace from us that otherwise maybe might not be won.
St. Anselm said, "If he who prays does not merit to be heard,
the merits of the mother to whom he recommends himself will intercede effectually.
And think about the wedding feast at Cana. They ran out of wine.
And they didn't even ask Mary. Mary saw the need. She went to her son Jesus to make the request. It's like Mary knows our needs even if we don't mention them. And she even begins to intercede even though we don't ask, when we have invited her into our home.
As a wedding guest, Mary obtains a miracle. How much more does our Blessed Mother obtain for those who welcome her, not as a guest, but as their mother, entrusting themselves to her permanently and totally?
I often think, what would have happened if the people getting married didn't invite Mary? They only invited Jesus. Well, they would have missed out on a miracle. Mm-hmm. And what happens if we only invite Jesus into our life and never Mary? I think we're going to miss out on grace.
St. Louis de Montfort says, but we have an advocate so powerful that she has never refused anything. She is so resourceful that she knows every secret way to win the heart of God. She is so good and kind that she never passes over anyone, no matter how lonely and sinful.
I think this is what happens when we have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is what this is about, entrusting ourselves to her perfect intercession. So
that's beautiful. I like that.
So let's pray the rosary. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to fatimaconsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.